Alan Jones, who on air was was commenting on Julia Gillard wanting to get more women in positions of power in the Pacific to help raise the status of women in that area. And he said, oh, you've got to be joking or something. He said, women are destroying the joint, and named Christine Nixon and Clover Moore as two examples, along with the Prime Minister, of just the sorts of women who are wreaking havoc, apparently, in positions of power.
Some women online have embraced Alan Jones's terminology and are merrily posting tweets and Facebook posts about the ways in which they're destroying the joint as they go about their daily lives. It's a carnival of destruction out there.
It's a carnival of destruction, absolutely. Well, I think, one of the most powerful things you can do is never defend and never explain. And so I actually was sitting around on Friday night having read some comments about Alan Jones' remarks, and I thought to myself, let's take this guy on, let's have some fun with it. And so I just tweeted, got some time on my hands sitting around here thinking of ways to destroy the joint. Being a woman and all, ideas welcome. And that's what started it. It sort of took off from there, and then Jill Tomlinson added the hashtag destroying the joint, and it's really gone completely viral. And women are, and some men, are having an absolute ball coming up with all the ways that in their everyday life they should destroy the joint on a regular basis. And it's been hilarious. And I think it's a real object lesson in the fact that humour is one of the most powerful weapons in the world.
The reaction has been swift and sharp and, as you say, humorous. This kind of thing's been going on for a while, though. In Australia, we do have the Ernies Awards for the most misogynist remarks of the year. The field of contenders appears to have expanded in the last week.
I was going to say, Alan Jones must be in there with a chance.
It does seem, though, that the competition for that award is as fierce as when it began almost two decades ago. Do you find that a little depressing?
Actually, I think it's fiercer. I think that particularly in the last couple of years or so, we've seen the rhetoric about women, the ways people feel they've got permission to talk about women all over the Western world get a lot worse. And I think that's because you've got a situation where, for a very long time, people in power could say, really nasty things about women in the public square, and there was very little way for many women to respond or to retaliate. Social media and the internet has just turned that around completely. And in fact, women now have a place in which that they can engage with those kinds of remarks in a constructive and quite withering, I would have to say, way. And I think that's really put the wind up a lot of people. I think the whole revolution in information technology has scared the gatekeepers and the people who control the public sphere in the past, almost all of whom, let's be frank, were men. Men of a certain era, men of a certain age, and men of a certain personality. And they are not enjoying the new media world where basically there are a whole lot of new people who never had access before who can get their point across. Then you can no longer say, oh, that's just a bunch of stupid feminists. You can't just dismiss it because it takes off and suddenly it's a huge phenomenon. And so that's powerful. So there's a bit of a change of who is in power now and who can exercise some power thanks to social media, and a lot more ordinary people are able to have more impact than ever before. And a lot of those, of course, are not just women, but women certainly, but also men who may have really found the absences of some of the people we've talked about in this interview deeply embarrassing.
Jane, thank you so much for joining The Wire. I'll let you get back to wreaking wanton destruction on your surroundings.
Yes, I'm sorry, I've interrupted my destroying the joint, and I really have to get back to it, but thanks anyway.